Good morning, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org, and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
Sapir Livestock got a couple of great sales to start the new year. This Friday, January 9th, they'll have an internet auction live on SapirClickToBid.com from the office and studios in Fort Worth. The internet auction starts 9 a.m. Central Time. Call them for details at 800-422-2117 or go to SapirLivestock.com for more information. Then the next week, we've got Bell Ringer 28 coming up. That'll be the 15th and 16th of January. Details of that also at SapirLivestock.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. Tom, let's talk a little bit about the livestock futures. We saw a pretty nice days, a couple pretty nice days at the beginning of the week, but things really turned south yesterday. The cattle futures ended up negative yesterday.
Unfortunately, that is correct, Dave, as we saw the cattle complex start the session higher yesterday, and it didn't take long till the selling took over and the rest of the session ended on a negative note. The feeders and several live cattle contracts had triple-digit losses yesterday. There was cash cattle trade being reported in Kansas and Texas at 170. Now, keep in mind, 170 was what Nebraska was receiving late on Friday. Now, we also saw choice box beef up 97 cents. Select boxes were down 38 cents. Had a total movement of 179 loads. Daily cattle kill 112,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $3.36. We also saw the lean hogs see triple digit losses, with the February contract trading very near their contract low. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle were 20 cents lower. March feeders closed down $2.50, and February lean hogs were $1.35 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures, the wheat and soybean futures continuing to have some pretty nice days. They were both higher yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We did see mixed trade throughout the session yesterday in our grain and soybean complexes, but as Dave indicated, the only thing that closed negative was the corn market, as wheat and soybeans managed a positive close. Now, China bought U.S. soybeans yesterday for the second straight session. Now, this morning is the seventh straight session of seeing crude oil and heating oil making new contract lows, while our U.S. dollar has made another new contract high. Now, overnight, the grains have traded mixed, and they have been in light to moderate trading volume. Look for more positioning this week ahead of next Monday's USDA report. Well, here at 7:18, the March Casey wheat's down a half a penny, March corn down a quarter of a penny, March soybeans down a quarter of a penny, March cotton is unchanged, February crude oil is now 63 cents higher, we're looking at the March dollar index 52 cents higher, and March Dow Jones futures up 151 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.